for women with behaviours that challenge, and there was 8 ladies who lived there. And I can't remember when. I don't know whether it's before I arrived there or whilst I was there, that they split the dormitory into individualised bedrooms. And so you had 8 women, and I can see them all now, with varying levels of challenge. And now I can see that the challenges weren't their challenges. They were our challenges, and they were in a system. And so they had individual bedrooms, and they had absolutely beautiful things in their bedrooms because they had plenty of money. So they bought all these beautiful bedspreads and cushions and all that sort of thing. But the women who actually lived there never got use of them because they'd be, when they got up in the morning, the beds would be made and all the pretties would be put on, and then the door would be locked. And then when, just before they went to bed at night, you'd open all the doors and take all the stuff out and put them back in the cupboards.